For the past 2 years, scientists have been studying the black brand coral disease that's taken hold of three species of rice coral called Montipora on the north shore of Kauai. Fraser McGilvray is an administrator with the DLNR's Division of Aquatic Resources.
We do know of coral diseases that have wiped out about 80% of the corals in the Caribbean. So we do know this is potentially a very, very damaging disease. So we really will need to get a handle on it here before it reaches the potential of spreading to other areas.
However, stopping the disease from spreading means more resources, something that's been a struggle for the DLNR and other state agencies.
We're massively underfunded and we have many, many more things that we would love to do, but we just don't have the time, the people or the money. In an ideal world, we would have been on this 10 years ago. I think the best thing we can say is we're on it now, and it is one of our key priorities.
Local biologists say the outbreak seems to have originated in the Hanalei area. The disease has spread outward with two hotspots at Ke'e and Makua Beach.
Well, what you see happen when the disease takes place on a Montipora, you'll see a sloughing off of the coral tissue and a very dark band forming where the disease is, and that band tends to spread.
Don Heacock is an aquatic biologist on Kauai with the Division of Aquatic Resources. He believes the black band coral disease is seasonal, which concerns him as we head into the summer months.
It seems to be especially pronounced and spreads more rapidly during the warm summer months. When our summer starts up again, they may progressively spread worse.
Someone who has seen the outbreak firsthand is Greta Abbey. She's an assistant researcher with the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology and has been closely watching the bacterial disease for the past couple years. She says a recent survey shows 19 of the 25 coral sites on the North Shore showed signs of disease.
Just going on the reef, you see evidence of sedimentation, which corals don't like, right? They like clean, clear water. So if there's a lot of runoff, or if there's a lot of, fertilizers running into the water, or if the septic systems are leaching, these are all problems. And the corals are not in optimal health. And if they're not in optimal health, they're going to be more prone for these diseases.
This week, the DLNR launched a new website called Reef Response. They're using it to update the public with the latest research and findings. The page also links to the Eyes on the Reef, a website where the public can report sightings of sick or dead coral. State officials are hoping these continued efforts will raise awareness and help prevent further spread to other islands. Molly Solomon for HPR News.